Today's shiur is Masecht Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah, at the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah began with the words that if there's only an Eid Echad that somebody stole, somebody did Tficha or Mechira, then the halach is that he doesn't have to pay Kefil. Ask the Gemara, Api Eid Echad Pshita. It's obvious that there's only one Eid, then the halach is that he can't be mechayif him kefil or dal vehei. Amri answers the Gemara Hakamashma. What the Mishnah is coming to teach us is al pi atzmoi dumi de peir echad. We view when it was he who admitted that he did this geneva has the same din as when an eid echad makes this statement. Ma peir echad. If we become aware of this situation based on an Eid Echad, the halach is, ki yaseh Eid Echad mitzdar behadei and mechayif, that even though, as we just said, if there was only an Eid Echad that said that he did this act, he would not be chayif kefil, he would not be chayif dal vehei. The halach, however, is that if today one Eid says this happened, and tomorrow another Eid appears and says also that this person stole, then these two Eidim do combine, and now we have a situation that of two Eidim testifying that he stole, two Eidim testifying that he did Tficha Mechira and is Mechayiv. Api Atzmai Nami, the same din says the Gemara will be, that even though we only are aware of this act because he admitted to doing the act, if Kios Eidim, if after he admitted, and as we know, when we're going to discuss, the halach is moide b'knas, if somebody himself admits that he did an aveira for which there's an obligation to pay a fine, a knas, he's not chayiv. Here, if he made this haidah, and it's followed by Eidim, he would potter. Ki osa Eidim, he'd be chayiv. Ki osa Eidim chayiv. Lefukim d'rafuna marav, d'am rafuna marav, moide b'knas, if someone is moide b'knas, v'achkach bo Eidim, even if afterwards Eidim come, so we don't need his admission, we're able to identify and know this through the Eidim, the halach is potter. So the Gemara Mishnah is teaching us is, just like when Eid Echad says testimony, when it's only an Eid Echad alone, he wouldn't be chayiv, but it still leaves open the possibility for him to be chayiv when a second Eid comes. And the Rishonim discuss, is this halacha in all situations, that if an Eid Echad says testimony today, I could combine him with another aid that will come at a different date. Some say it's only by Dine Mominus or Dine Knossus that we're discussing in our Gemara, not by Dine Nefashis. Others say it's even by Dine Nefashis. The Rishonim also discuss, here we're saying an Eid Echad said testimony today, and another Eid Echad comes at a later date. When the other Eid Echad comes at a later date, do we have to bring back the original aid to say his testimony again? Or can we keep just that testimony on record and we just have to accept the second testimony? But the point is that once an Eid Echad says testimony, we could accept that it's still left open and another Eid could come say testimony, which could be Mechayiv him the Knas. Our Mishnah is teaching us, unlike Rav's opinion, that even if he's a Maida B'Knas, V'achkach Bo Eidim, he would be Chayiv. And the Gemara goes into this discussion, which we actually discussed earlier on Daf Samach Gimel, Daf Samach Dalet. Gufa, Om Rav Huna Merav, Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Bo Eidim, he holds his potter. Eser Rav Chizda Rav Huna, ask Rav Chizda, Mais Rav Gamliel. There was a situation with Rav Gamliel, Shesima Est Ein Tevi Avdoi. He blinded his Eved Kanani Tevi's eye. And as we discussed at great length in the previous year, if somebody blinds his Eved Kanani, or does anything to one of the Avarim of his Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani goes out free. And as we know from throughout Shas Tevi, who was Rav Gamliel's Eved Kanani, was a very, very big Talmud Chacham in his own right. But Daloch is Loilim Bem Tavoidu. You can't free an Eved Kanani. So Gamliel could never free Rav Tevi. But now, he blinded him. Vayusamech Simcha Gedoyla. And now Rav Gamliel was very happy, because now Tevi will be able to go out free. So Mefarshim asked, how could he be so happy? He wounded somebody. He blinded somebody. So the Beis Yitzchak explains that it was done b'shagig. It wasn't done b'mezid. And if Eved goes out free, even if it was done b'shagig. But that really still doesn't answer the question. Because even if it was done b'shagig, you blinded someone. How could you be happy about that? So Farshim say a very b'chiddush, in Masechta Baba Kama specifically. They say if somebody wounds someone else, and the person who was wounded is Meichel, the perpetrator, then he didn't do any Aveira. Tevi was Meichel Rabbi Gamliel for two reasons. First of all, he was his loyal servant. And number two, because of this, he was going to go out free. And therefore, it's not considered that Rabbi Gamliel did an Aveira. And Rabbi Gamliel was now very happy that Tevi's going to go out free. Matzalai Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua meets Rabbi Gamliel. Amalai. Rabbi Gamliel says, now my Eved Tevi is going out free. Amalai Lama. So Rabbi Yeshua said, what happened? Amalai Shesemisi Esenai. I blinded him. And therefore he goes out free. Amalai Ein Vivaracha Klum. Your admission that you did this is meaningless. Shekvar Ein Loi Edim. Because you have no Edim. So he's only going out because it's a Maida B'Knas. And a Maida B'Knas doesn't go out. The question that the Pnei Shloime asks, Rabbi Gamliel was a Talmud Chacham. He knew the halacha Moed B'Knas. We know it. He certainly knew it. So what was he thinking? So some of Farshim explain. He gives a number of explanations. One explanation he says is that Gamliel was under the mistaken thought that Moed B'Knas is potter if you don't want to pay. But you could be machmer and give the Knas anyway. And that's what Gamliel's thinking was, even though I'm a Moed B'Knas, I could still fulfill the knas and let him go out. That's one pshat. That's the easiest way to learn the Gemara. Another pshat is that this is a situation where Tevi was going to become free on his own. It comes, so to speak, automatically. And since that happens automatically, even though it's a moed b'knas, he thought that Tevi will go out. Since you have no edim, he doesn't go out free. It's a moed b'knas. What does it seem that Rabbi Yeshua is saying? Hayesh lo edim. If there were edim, then chayiv. Then Tevi would indeed go out free. Which seems to point in the direction. B'shimai mina mina. That moed b'knas. V'achach bo edim. Chayiv. In contrast to what Rav says, that once somebody's a moed b'knas, even if edim come afterwards, he's potter. We're going to say later in the shir an explanation of Rav. But just to say one explanation in the Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel, Devin Ozil explains that the Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel is a very technical Machloikas. There are halachas about knas, and there are halachas when you're not chayiv knas. And according to Rav, the halacha is whatever you're moed b'knas, the Torah didn't give the obligation to pay knas, even if afterwards come edim. And Shmuel says, no, the rule is only when there are no edim. But if edim come afterwards, the exemption of Moed B'Knas doesn't exist. So you see here that it seems to teach us that Moed B'Knas v'achkach b'edim is chayiv. It's no proof from there. And the reason why he wasn't a Moed B'Knas, who was not considered a Moed B'Knas, is Shani Rav Gamliel, the Loi B'Fnei Bezdin Oidi. To be considered a Moed B'Knas, you have to make the admission in front of Bezdin. And Rav Gamliel didn't make the Haidah in front of Bezdin, that's why it's not considered a Moed B'Knas. But it could well be, the Gemara is suggesting, that he was Moed B'Knas in front of Bezdin, even if afterwards Edom will come, doesn't change the halacha. Says the Gemara, how could he say it wasn't in front of Bezdin? Isn't Rav Yeshua an Ab Bezdin? Says the Gemara, Shlavi Bezdin Hava. He was an Ab Bezdin, but it wasn't done in front of Bezdin. Rav Yeshua, just because he's the Rosh Bezdin, doesn't mean every time somebody has a conversation with him, it's considered as if it happened in Bezdin. It has to be done in the setting of Bezdin, that means with two other Dayanim, and not only two other Dayanim, but they have to be sitting as a Bezdin. And then it's considered Moed B'Knas in front of Bezdin. There's interesting Machloikis HaPoiskim. What would be the Halacha if somebody was Moed B'Knas in front of Edom? Not in front of Bezdin. And then the Edom came and reported that admission to Bezdin. What will be the halacha? Most Paiskim, and it seems that Al Gemara is teaching us, the Beis Yosef says this, say that that's not considered Moed B'Knas. Because otherwise, why did the Gemara say that? That's what happened here. He said it in front of Edom, and then Edom reported it to Beis Din. The Sma and the Levush, however, say it is considered not a situation of Maida B'Knas. If somebody was Maida in front of two Edom, and then the Edom reported to Beis Din, he would have to pay the fine. So why don't we explain that that's what happened in the Gemara? So that's a Ktsais is a question. Answers the Ktsais. The when do we say that concept, even according to the Sma and the Levush? That means if somebody was asked the question by Edom, and he responded to Edom, so the Sma and the Levush, unlike the Beis Yosef, hold that if Edom report that to Beis Din, it won't be considered a situation of Moed B'Knas. But if somebody volunteers the information to Edom, everybody agrees, and then the Edom come and report it to Beis Din, that's going to still be considered a situation of Moed B'Knas. But Tanya, now the Gemara gives us a different version of what happened. Omalei Eimet V'Racha Klum, Rav Yeshua says to Gamliel, what you said is meaningless, Shekvar Hadis, because you already admitted that you did this, and you're a Moed of a Knas. My love. So how do we understand these two versions? It seems, Tanoihi. The question, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, is Machlokes Tanoim. Hai Tana, Omar Shekvar Ein Lecha Oedem. The first version says, the reason you're a Moed of a Knas is because there's no Oedem. Obviously holds, Moed of a Knas, even if someone is a Moed of a Knas, Vakach Bo Oedem, if Oedem will come afterwards, Chayiv. Vahai Tana, Omar Shekvar Hadisa. The second version that says that once you were Moida B'Knas, you're Potter, Sover, he's of the opinion that Moida B'Knas, V'achach Ba'edim, doesn't make a difference, he's Potter. Says Mar Eloi. That's not the way to understand the two versions. It could well be that everybody holds like Rav, which is actually the Din. The Kul Alma, Moida B'Knas, V'achach Ba'edim is Potter. What is the Machloikis? B'Hakim Afki. Hai Tana Dom Shikva Ein Lecha Oedim, the Tana that says that you don't have Edom, Sava Chutz L'Bezden Hava, holds that Rabbi Gamliel's Haidah, admission, took place outside of Beis Din, and as we said earlier, a Haidah outside of Beis Din is not considered Moed B'Knas. V'hach Tana Damash Kvar Haidisa says that the story took place in Beis Din, and therefore you're considered a Moed B'Knas, and once you're considered a Moed B'Knas, you will not be obligated to free the Eved. Itmar. Moed B'Knas. On the contrary, according to the second version, he was free because it was Moed B'Knas. According to the first version, he wasn't. Until he was Moed B'Knas and Beis Din. Itma. Moed B'Knas v'akach bo Edom. This question, if Edom come afterwards, is it considered a Moed B'Knas or not? Rav HaMapota v'Shmuel HaMachayv. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, as we learned on Daf Samach Dalet. Explains the Gemara. Omer Rav Bar Eloi, my time of the Rav. Why is Rav more lenient? Explains the Gemara. The Pasuk says, he motzi b'Edom. When is somebody obligated to pay knas? If there are Edom and Dayonim obligating him to it. If somebody only does it by his own admission, then he's considered a Moed B'Knas. Now the question is, why does Rav need the Pasuk of Himotzi Tamotzi? Lomeli, why do we need this Pasuk to teach us the din of Moed B'Knas? Don't we learn it from the Pasuk, Masher Yerushin Alakim? Only Beis Din can obligate you a knas, not your own admission. So according to Rav, why do we need two psukim to teach us the exact same concept? El Shmami not. The first pasuk of Asher Yashin Olakim teaches us the halacha, the Moed B'Knas is Potter. The second pasuk comes to teach us that not only is Moed B'Knas Potter, but even Moed B'Knas, V'achach Bo Edim, is also Potter. V'Shmuel Amalach. Shmuel, however, says that I need the pasuk of a matzim and matzim to teach us another din. We learned the sugya. According to Shmuel, that pasuk comes to teach us that not only is a shomer who claims that the object that was left with him was stolen and then it turns out that he lied, have to pay kefil, but a ganav also has to pay kefil. Ketanya de Bechiski, as Bechiski taught us. So that pasuk isn't available according to Shmuel to teach us the halacha of Moed B'Knas V'achach Bo Edom is Potter, and that's why according to Shmuel only a Moed B'Knas is Potter, but Moed B'Knas V'achach Bo Edom is Chayiv. I saw a very interesting thing. Many Mefarshim take a very interesting approach in explaining this machloikis of Moed B'Knas V'achach Bo Edom, all of the Gemara. And the interesting thing is that not only did I see it, so to speak, in the Drush Svarim, the Michta Meliyahu goes with this approach, but even the Lomdish Svarim, Rav Shimon Shkop, and the Shari Yosher also follows this approach. It's, even though it's more of a homiletical approach. There's a tremendous lesson in this Gemara. What is pshat that Torah sometimes gives a person a knas? It's not the way it is in the secular law. In secular law, knas is a punishment. It's a punishment. Somebody did something wrong, he's obligated to a punishment. And therefore, even if he pleads guilty, he'll have to get his punishment. Unless there's a plea deal. But he, according to the rules, you plead guilty, you're supposed to get the punishment that you're supposed to get. A knas in the halacha, in the Torah view, is because a person's supposed to do tshuva. A person's supposed to recognize he did something wrong. Moed b'knas, if somebody is moed b'knas, that shows that he recognized he did something wrong. And that's all the Torah is trying to accomplish. That he should recognize he did something wrong, and he did tshuva. And therefore, as soon as he moed b'knas, there's no reason to give him a knas. Now we can understand the halacha that we learned on top of the Amid, they explain. Why does Hadar b'knas have to be in Bezdin? Can't Hadar b'knas be chutz l'Bezdin? The point is, we want to know that he's sincere in his admission, and that his admission emanates from a true feeling of tshuva. So if he said it sitting in the street, sitting at home, doesn't really show necessarily that sincerity. How do we know that he's truly sincere? He comes to Beis Din and he makes the Hadar. And that's why Rav's opinion is very understandable. It doesn't make a difference if Edom come afterwards. We assume that he is sincere. Shmuel, however, says, if there are Edom coming afterwards, maybe he knew about those Edom, and therefore his motive wasn't that sincere, and therefore he's not considered a Moed B'Knas. Eisei Rav Shmuel asks Rav to Shmuel, it says in a brisa, Ro'a Edom Shemesham Shemboim. If somebody saw Edom approaching, so he knows he came to the Daf Yom Yishir, so he chaps, and he says, Gunafti. Avloy tavachti v'loy mechardi. The halacha is, since he was moed b'knas, ein mishalem el keren. He only has to pay keren. Amaloy, so you see, even though it's Edom came after Hadar b'knas, he's still parted from the kefil. How will you explain this? Brisa asks Rav to Shmuel. Answer Shmuel, Amaloy, hachav ma'iskinen, k'chon shechazu Edom l'chareyim. The Edom never showed up. But it could well be that if the Edom showed up, he would be chayiv. So ask the Ravid, if the Edom never showed up, what's the point of them coming? So the Ravid says what happened here was, the Edom came, but they didn't speak about the Geneva. They only spoke about the Tfich and Mechira. So we have a real Hadar b'Knas, and that's why he's parted from the Kefil. Ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Braisa. V'amidatani Sefer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Yivar Edom v'yidu. The Rav Shimon Elazar says that the Edom could come and say testimony. Mechlal, the Tanakam is Sover. Loi. It's according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, if the Edom come and say testimony, he'll be Chayiv. It's Mashma, the Tanakam holds, that even if Edom come, since he was Moedib Knas prior to their coming, he's Potter. Says, so how does Shmuel respond now? Says Shmuel, Loi amel Shmuel, can't Shmuel tell you, lav ikar Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, the kavoy kavasei? Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, obviously, my opinion is consistent with Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Another Amok Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is saying that the Hadar b'Knas is only effective if Edom don't come. And that's Shmuel's opinion. Says the Gemara, now that we've explained the Braisa this way, l'Shmuel levadei tanayi. Shmuel's opinion is certainly the subject of a machlokes tanoim. Shmuel's opinion is only consistent with Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's opinion. It's not consistent with the Tanakama's opinion. Now, the question I have is l'Rav. Rav that says, Moed b'knas v'achkach b'edim is potter. Does Rav also have to say, Milei metanayi? Do we have to say it's a machlokes tanoim? With his opinion only being consistent with the Tanakama? Says the Gemara, Amlach Rav. Rav could tell you, another Amri Afil Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. My opinion could be consistent even with Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says, Moed b'knas v'ach kach b'edim is potter. Says Rav, at kan l'kam Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon hosom. It's in that case that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon says that he was a Moed b'knas v'ach kach b'edim v'ris chayiv. Because when he was Moed b'knas, he knew that the Edom were coming. Ella mishum de kamaydi machmas be susa de edim. He saw the edim approaching. He's a talmud chacham, so he knows to chap and be moide b'knas. That's why it's not effective. Aval hacha, in a case the moide b'atzmai, if somebody comes and he's moide and he's not aware that edim are coming, Kabir of Elazar of Shem will also agree that he's potter, which is consistent with Rav. So according to Rav, everybody will agree that a regular case of moide b'knas, where he was moide and he didn't have any idea that Edom were coming, even though Edom come afterwards, the Halacha is potter, and the Machloikas of the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon is limited to a case, is limited to a case when the person was moide, was he aware that Edom were coming? Was he aware that Edom were coming? And again, the way we're explaining the Gemara is very beautiful, because we want to know his admission was sincere, and that's what Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says, that if he knows the Edom are coming, that puts into question the sincerity of his admission. Amar Rav Nuna. So Rav Nuna makes the following statement. Mistaber milsa de Rav. Rav's statement makes sense. In a case, boy meganafti, uba Edom shaganaf potter. Shrechai v'atzma b'karen. Says Rav Nuna, let's think about it. Again, with the way we learn the Gemara goes beautifully. In a case where somebody comes into Beis Din and says, I stole. So by making that admission, he doesn't get off scot-free. He may not have to pay kefil, but he'll have to pay Karen. He has to return what he stole, or the value if it's not here, or what he stole. So since that admission costs him something, that's why it's considered a Haidah B'Knas. Aval, what would be the halacha if somebody says, Loi Ganafti, I didn't steal. Or Bo Edom Shigonav. And then Edom come and say he did steal. So now he got caught. Now, the person is a Talmud Chacham again. So he realizes it's only to his benefit to say that I did Tficho Mechira. Because why will that, now by making Haidah here, he'll get off and not have to pay anything. V'chazv amet tavachti mecharti, or bo Edom shetavach mecher, chayiv. That won't be considered moed v'knas. Shoypata atzmai meklum. By admitting that he did Tficho Mechira, Kefil is already chayiv, because there were Edom. So why is he admitting to Tficha Mechira? Because that admission ends up making him completely potter from any extra payment. When the admission doesn't cost you anything, that's not called a Haidah, says Rav Hamnuna. And again, with our explanation, it's beautiful, because we want to make sure it's sincere. So if it's going to cost you, it's sincere. If it's not going to cost you, so you're a smart person, and you know to admit. Amar Rava. So it's very interesting the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Kapachti l'sabi de Rav. Rav says Rav Hamnuna's approach is difficult. Because let's go back to where we began this year. Der Gamliel poit atzma meklum hava. Let's talk about the situation that we began this year with. Rav Gamliel is a moide b'knas that he's blinded his evid. And we had a discussion at the beginning of the shir, a technical discussion. Was it a real moed b'knas, was it not? But let's say he had performed it properly. He went into Beis Din and told Beis Din, I blinded my Eved. What would be the halacha? It would be considered moed b'knas. What would be the halacha? It wouldn't cost him anything. So we see, unlike what Rav Hamnuna says, that even in a situation where it doesn't cost the person who admits to doing something wrong anything, it's still considered a Haidah B'Knas. The Kamalai of Chizda Rafuna. There was a discussion between Rav Chizda and Rav Huna that that should be considered a situation of Haidah B'Knas. He didn't answer. So it seems that a Haidah B'Knas is considered a Haidah B'Knas even when it doesn't hurt. It Menami, Amar Chibar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Gonafti, if somebody says Gnafti, or Bar Edom Shigona Potter. Why? This is like Rav Hamnuna. Aval Omer Loi Ganafti. First he says, I never stole. Or Bar Edom Shigonov. So now he has to pay the kefil. And now he says, V'chaz V'amet Tavachti Mecharti. Or Bar Edom Shetavach Mecher Potter. Why? Because by saying he did Tficha Mechira, it didn't cost him anything. Shrei Pot Atzim Meklom. And that's why it's not considered a Moed of a Knas. So just to review where we're up to, we have a very interesting situation in the Gemara. First, the Gemara quotes Rav Hamnuna's opinion. Then the Gemara questions Rav Hamnuna's opinion from the story with Rav Gamliel. And then the Gemara says again that Rav Hamnuna's opinion is correct. And as we get further into the Gemara is going to bring a raya from a Braisa and a Mishnah that Rav Hamnuna's opinion is correct. But what are we going to do with Rabbi Gamliel? And how do we understand the flow of the Gemara? Because of these questions, Tosfos has a whole different approach to the Gemara, which I don't really have time to go into. But we do still have a very big question, because we're going to corroborate and support Rav Hamnuna's opinion. What are we going to do with the incident of Rabbi Gamliel? So the Marshal answers, and we said this concept earlier. When does Rav Hamnuna say that if somebody admits to something and it doesn't cost them anything, it's not considered Moed B'Knas? In a case like our Gemara, where the person says Loi Ganafti, he denied, and then he was caught in the Ganeva. Adam came and said he was Ganef, so he sees that it's worthwhile to him to admit Tvicha Mechira. But a case of Rabbi Gamliel, however, nothing forced Rabbi Gamliel to come to Bezdin. There were no Adam. In such a case, Rabbi Hamnuna will agree that even though it ends up costing Rabbi Gamliel nothing, it's considered Moed B'Knas. That's the Marshal's approach. Others want to draw a distinction between Geneva, where the person did something wrong, he purposely, deliberately stole, that there it's only considered a Moed B'Knas if it costs him something, versus the case of Rabbi Gamliel that we began this year, where it was a pure Shagig, and there the halach is Moed B'Knas, even if it costs him nothing, it's still considered a Moed B'Knas. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Masneisen Abraisen Nami Deka. The Mishnah and the Braisa corroborate, support Rav Hamnuna's opinion. Masnisen. How do we see it in our Mishnah? It said in the Mishnah, Ganav al Pishnayim, V'tovach al Pimach al Pierechod, he stole, there are two Edom that he stole. But there's only one aid that he did Tvicha Mechira, or al Piatzmai, or it's only by his own omission that we know he did Tvicha Mechira, is the Halacha, Misham Tashlumi Kefil. The Halacha is that he has to pay Kefil. For that we have Edom. V'edom Misham Tashlumi Abav V'chamisha. Ask the Gemara, Lomli the Tana Ganav al Pishnayim. Why does the Mishnah have to talk about that there was Geneva Pishnayim? As the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question. The point of our Mishnah is to teach us that if somebody admitted on his own, or somebody only has one aid that he did it, he doesn't pay Dal V'Hei. So why does the Mishnah have to begin with introduction? Why does the Mishnah have to begin with introduction that there were Edom that he did Geneva? Listen, Ganav V'Tavach U'Mocher Api Eidechor Api Atzmoy En Mishalm El Akaren. Why does it have to teach us what the halacha is that there were Edom to the Geneva? Elolav, what is the Mishnah teaching us? Hokamashman. Al Pishnayim, Gonav al Pishnayim. There were Edom that he did the Geneva. But Tovach al Pierechod, and the Tvicha Mechir were done with Erechod. Oyapel Atzmoy, who deloy Mechayev Atzmoy, the Karen. So by admitting that he did the Tvicha Mechir, he won't pay anything. There the halacha is, who da minapi Atzmoy domin al Pierechod. You go back to the beginning of the shir. Ma pi eid echod. Just like if there's one eid echod. Ki asi eid echod. If another eid will come, mitzdar bahadei, he will now combine with the original eid echod, and the person will be chayv dal vehei. Api atzmai nami. Even though he admitted that he did tficha mechira. If also eidim, if afterwards eidim will come, he won't be able, we won't consider this a situation of haidar b'knas and mechayv. But, however, says the Gemara, if even the Geneva, there was only one Eid Echad, or there was his own admission, so this admission, as we're learning, Chayv Atzmai B'Karen, does cost him, because he may get off the hook for paying Kefil, but he has to pay Karen. There we don't say, and once he admitted that he stole, and it's going to cost him that he has to pay the Karen, there the halach is, even if Edom come afterwards, he will still remain potter, because the Haidah was a real Haidah, because the Haidah cost him the Karen. Then Rav Ashi said, there's a raya from the Braisa. What's the raya from the Braisa? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ra Edom Shem Mashem Shenabayim, he saw Edom that are coming, V'am Ganafti Avaloi Tavachti V'loi Mecharti, I stole, but I didn't do Tficha Mechira. The halach is, Eina Mishalm El Karen. He only has to pay the Karen, because it's a Moed of a Knas. So now the question is, Lamali Lamas Misna, why does the Brice have to say a case, the Ganafti Avlov Tavachti Vela Mecharti? The point is, Nisni, the Brice should teach us, Ganafti Tavachti Mecharti. And we'll learn that from here the halach is, that a moide b'knas is potter. Elohok mashmalot. Tam the omer ganafti. When is it considered ganafti? When is it considered a moide b'knas? When he started with the words ganafti. The chayiv atzmoi b'keren. So his odor b'knas costs him the keren. And that's when he's potter from the knas. Aval omer loy ganafti. If first he denied the ganeva. And then bar Adam v'omer shaganav. Adam came that said he's ganav. So he's chayiv now kefir because of Adam. And now he gets smart and recognizes that it's to his benefit to me of moide b'knas, v'choz v'omer tavachti m'charti. And then bar Adam shetavach u'mocher. So his admission of tavachti m'charti causes him to completely be free. The loy chayiv atzma b'keren, that admission costs him nothing, chayiv. Why? Because alma, haidah de tficha, when there's only a haidah on tficha, lav haidahi. However, say the Rishonim, even according to Rav Hamnuna, let's think it through. The Gemara's, Rav Hamnuna's opinion in two cases is obvious. It's in the Gemara explicit. If he said ganafti, it's a real moide b'knas. Why? Because it's costing him the keren. If he says loy ganafti, and then he's caught on the geneva, and then he says tavachti mecharti, according to Rav Hamnuna, that's not a moide b'knas, because that dog costs him nothing. What will be the halach, however, if a person comes and says ganafti tavachti mecharti? So the geneva is certainly a moide b'knas, because it's costing him the keren. But in the same statement that he was moide on the geneva, he's also being moide on the tficha mechira, which is ending him costing him nothing. What will be the end of din? Say to Rishon that even Rav Hamnuna agrees that since in one statement of Haidah, that statement of Haidah is costing him the Karen, we don't look at it, we look at it as a real moide b'knas, not only on the Ganafti portion, but even on the Tavachti Mecharti portion. So don't we see a raya from this brisa that's only Haidah when it costs him? Amri. Loi. He goof kamashmon. The brisa says the Gemara wants to teach us another din. The key in the Gemara Ganafti. Once the person says Ganafti, Afgav the Amaloy Tavachti Voy Mecharti, and he denied Tavicha Mechira, or Ba Adam Shetavacha Machar, and then Adam come and say, you did do Tavicha Mechira, Potter. Why? Says the Gemara Gvalde Gechidish. Teshlume Abav Chamish Amrachmana, Vloy Teshlume Abav Vloy Teshlume Sheisha. Let's think about it. Let's say a person were to come and say, let's go back a drop even. We've been discussing this parak, we will continue discussing it. If somebody steals a shor v'seh, and he does tficha mechira, and there are edim, what is he chayiv? It's chayiv dal v'hei. Let's say some, well, how do we calculate the dal v'hei? He's chayiv kefil for the geneva, and then he's chayiv another two by a seh, and another three by a shor. What would be the halacha, if somebody admitted that he did the geneva? So he doesn't pay kefil. He only pays keren. And he doesn't speak about the tficha mechira. And Adam come in and say he did tficha mechira. If we're going to obligate him for tficha mechira, what will he end up paying? By a seh, he'll end up paying three. And by a shor, he'll end up paying four. Because the kefil is not chayiv. Says the Gemara, the Bryce is teaching us, the Torah is very specific. The Torah speaks about kefil. The Torah speaks about dal v'hei. There's nothing else. And since in such a situation, he wouldn't be paying Dalad v'hei, he'd be paying Gimel v'dalad, there is no such a thing as Gimel v'dalad. And therefore, even though it was Adam that said he did Tficho Mechira, he won't have to pay. Because he would have to end up paying Gimel v'dalad, and the Torah doesn't prescribe ever Gimel v'dalad. Says the Gemara, Lamech Tanai. The Gemara wants to suggest this Shaila that Rav Hamnuna speaks about, that if somebody did a haidah that doesn't really cost them anything, is it considered a haidah or not, is a machloikus tanon. The Braisa says the following. Hoya shnayim me'idim shaganav. There are two edim saying that he stole. For hoya shnayim me'idim naisoi shetavach ha-mochar. And there are another two edim that say that he did tficha mechira. Huzma eid geneva, we learned this Gemara previously yesterday. If the eid geneva become muzam, so there's no geneva, and the halacha will be Eidah Shabbat Mekutzas Shabbat L'Kula. Why? Because if there was no Geneva, you can't have Tficha Mechira without Geneva. We spoke about this at the end of the Shia yesterday. What about Huzme Eidet Tvicha? If the Eidet Tvicha were Muslim, so who Misham Tishlumi Kefil? The Kefil, the Eidim that said he stole, stand, and therefore he has to pay Kefil. And the Eidet Tvicha Mechira, that end up being Eidim Zomimim, but sits in like Kasha Zom Las Lachav, they have to pay the extra Shloisha Arba. They meant Misham Tishlumi Shloisha by a Shor or Shnayim by a Seh. Mishim Sumchas Amru. Here, Sumchas makes an ambiguous statement. Hey, Misham Tashlumi Kefil, Vuhu Misham Tashlumi Shloish Lapar, Vishnaim La'ayel. Sumchas makes the following psak that the Edom, that he pays Kefil, that they pay the Kefil, and he pays the balance of the Dalad Vehei. And now the question is, what is the case that Sumchas is referring to? A haikoi. What is the case that Sumchas is speaking to? A haikoi Sumchas. If he's talking about the Reisha. Again, let's review what the Reisha said. Two Edom said that he stole. Two other Edom said that there was the Tficha Mechira. And the Edom that said he stole were Muslim. So everybody agrees, if there's no Geneva, there's no Tficha Mechira. So why would Simcha say that the Chayiv, that he's Chayiv the Dal Vehei? Ilei Ma Reisha, Leslie L'Simchas, will Simchas not agree to the concept of Edom Shabbat Mekzos Shabbat L'Kulo? So that can't be what Simchas is arguing. Ella Seifa. It's talking about the Seifa. Where the Eid Geneva stood, and the Eid Tficha Mechira were Muslim. So again, ask the Gemara. Shapa Kamer Rabbanim. Aren't the Rabbanim correct? Who Misham Tashlumi Kefil? Because there were Eidim that he did a Geneva. The Hei Misham Tashlumi Shloisha, because they were Muslim. Vasisloi Kashazam La Slachiv. Says the Gemara. So neither subject. Now, the case that Sumchas is referring to is not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. What is the case? El Nesachrita Ikbenayu. They must be arguing over another case. Kigoyim. What is the case? Das Betre Amalei Ganafta. Two Edom say you stole. Amalem, in. Ganafti Tavachti Mecharti. I did do this. Miu Loibifnechem Ganafti. It wasn't in front of you. It wasn't in front of you. Everybody agrees, say the Rishonim, in understanding the Gemara, that this is not considered a case that he was moider because of the, that this is not considered that a moider b'miksus, even though the Edom weren't here, because he knew that the Edom were here, and was responding to Edom, it's certainly not considered moider b'miksus. Vaisus seminu, sadi v'zmininu, and now he brings Edom, that are mazim, to loy b'apayu ganav. That they weren't present when he did the Geneva. For Isabal Bay Sadi, and now the owner brings Edom, the Sidaba of a Tavach Umacha, that he did Geneva Tficha Mechira. What is the Machloikis? Or by Das Tficha Kamifgi. The Machloikis between Rabbanan and Sumchas is the Haidah and the Tficha considered a Haidah. The Rabbanan Savri, Avgav the Haidah, the Geneva, Machmas Edom Hu the Kamoida. He certainly was only moida on the Geneva, not because he really wanted to be moida. Again, our pshat is beautiful. Not because he's really sincere. He only did it because he was faced with Edom who were confronting him. So it's not considered on the Geneva a moida b'miksus. But there were no Edom on the Tvicha Mechira. And therefore, since when he was moida on the Tvicha Mechira, there were no other Edom, hold the Rabbanan, haita the Tvicha Haidahi, and therefore he'll be part of the Dal Vehei, or Potter. The Simchas, on the other hand, holds, Kivin Daidah the Geneva Machmas Edom Hu, the Kamoida. So the Geneva, like we've been explaining, is not considered a Moida of a Mitzvah. The Tvicha Lav Haidah. The Haidah on the Tvicha is not considered a Haidah. Why is the Haidah on the Tvicha not considered a Haidah? Because of a Ramanuna's reason. A Haidah that doesn't cost him anything, it's not a Haidah. So we see a Raya that Sumchas holds like Rav Nuna and the Rabbanim don't. V'hanech Edom, so Sumchas completes his psak. Edom Kamoi, the first pair of Edom that said he ganved, and they ended up being Muslim, Des Meninu, Mishalm Tashlumei Kefil, and the Tvicha Mechira, even though he admitted to it, but Sumchas' opinion like Rav Nuna is that that's not considered a Haidah b'miksus. And therefore, humisham shlosh lapar v'shnayim la'ayel. Amar, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ika. So now the Gemara has assumed that the machlokes of Simchas Chachamim is the machlokes, do we or don't we follow the opinion of Rav Hamnuna? Says the Gemara, loy. That's not the machlokes of Simchas and the Rabbanim. The Kula Alma Hador Tficha Lavedahi. Since that Haidah didn't cost them anything, it's not considered Haidah. What is the machlokes? El be'ed shi'ati yochel azim kumiflgi. The machlokes is, the din is that Edim that are not candidates for Hazama are not considered valid Edim. Keep going, and what is the case? The also side of Amalei Gedafta. Two Edim approach him and say, you stole. Vamalei Gedafti, Tavachti, Mechirati. I did this Genevet Tficha Mechira. Miu loy b'fneichem Gedafti. You weren't there. You weren't the Edim. El b'fnei Ploni, Ploni. There were other Edim that witnessed it. Vaisa Sadi, and he's successful in bringing Edim v'zmininu that are able to be mazim this peer, the loy b'pai Gedaf, that he didn't steal in front of them. V'asa Ploni, Ploni. And now an Edim come, v'sida by the gun of a tavach v'macha. And now a new pair of Edim, so the Edim that came originally are Muslim. And now another pair of Edim come and say he did Geneva Tvicha Mechira. So let's think about it. We have here a concept that we encounter many times in Shas. Hadas Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami. So he admitted that he did Geneva. So now the Edim that are saying that you did this Geneva, Edim Shiat Yochel Azima. What are we going to try to prove? That it's not true? He himself admitted that it's true. And that's the machloikus. Omar Kamilski. The Rabbanan Savri, that these Edim are considered Edim Shiat Yochel Azima. Because he's admitting that he stole. The call Edim Shiat Yochel Azima, Lehava Edis. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, even though there are Edim that he stole, and the Tficha Mechira, he won't have to pay for the Tficha Mechira, because it's a Moedim Amixis, because there are no Edim. The Sumcha Sover, Edis Yatu Yochel Azima, have Edis. The fact that he admitted doesn't make it Edis Yatu Yochel Azima. Ask the Gemara, how could Sumchas argue on the concept of Edis Yatu Yochel Azima? For Kaimelon, we know throughout Shas, the Edis Yatu Yochel Azima will have Edis. So how are Sumchas arguing it, says the Gemara, Hani Mili, Hai Chedala Yodi Be'ezi Yoim Be'ezi Shah. What's considered according to Sumchas, Eidish Yach Tiyachal Azima? Again, as we've been learning over the last couple of days, what does Hazama mean? Two Eidim say that we witness that this and this event occurred in this place at this time. What does Eidish Yach Tiyachal Azima mean? That they didn't tell us the time and the place. If they didn't tell us the time and the place, so that you can't be mad at them. Because nobody could confront them and say, how can you say that this happened this time, or this happened in this place, when they never said a time and a place? The lekalei is klal. But this case, aval hocha, so you will become a sayle. He's just corroborating what the Edom is saying. And therefore, Simcha says that this doesn't fall under the category of Edisha to Yochel Azima. The Rabbanan say, as long as the Edom cannot be proven as liars, why? Because we have a situation of Eidos Al-Din, Kamei Edim Dami, it's always considered Eidosh Yat Yochel Azima. And Mepharshim explained, the Machlokes is an application of the concept of Eidosh Yat Yochel Azima. The Rabbanan have a very broad application. Every case is considered Eidosh Yat Yochel Azima. And Rav Simchas has much more limited, it's only regarding the questions of time and place. Amar, Heim Misham Tishn Mekefel. So the first pair that said that he stole in front of them, and then they were Muslim, have to pay kefil. Ask him, why do I have to pay kefil? Midaka Maidav, he's Maidav that he stole, Karen Bar Yishlumi. So he has to pay Karen. So why do they have to pay kefil? On Rabbi Lozim, Mishmei, the Rabbi Levi, Tana Tashlum kefil. The Karen, he pays, and the elverage, the second part, the kefil, they'll pay. But here we have a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim. We're saying that every Eidus has to be Eidus Shat Yochel Azima, and according to Sumchis, and the Rabbanan don't disagree on this, what does that mean? That the Eidim have to say the time and place, and then we could be Mazim, how could you say we were here at that time, how could you say you were at that place, you were elsewhere? Which seems to indicate that that's part of the testimony of every Eidus. But is it really part of the testimony, even by Dine Mominus? If I'm saying testimony that you borrowed money, you lent money from someone, you lent money to someone, do I have to tell you the time and place? So some Rishonim say that you don't have, everybody agrees you don't have to say the time and place. But if you said it, then you become subject to Muzah, Hazam, and if you don't say it, you're not subject. Other Rishonim say, from our Gemara we see that you have to say it, which is a Chiddush, because it's not what the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin. And a third opinion is, from here we see that only Eidus Nefoshis or Eidus Knossis could be Muslim. Eidus Mominus, if I'm saying testimony that I saw a business transaction, I never have to testify tame place, and therefore the entire concept of Hazama does not apply to Eidus Mominus.